ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Last week, we started a series on the faith that works. Everyone desires that their faith in God must work or should work. And we just have no option because we live a life of faith. And the Bible is so clear about it that without faith, it is impossible. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. It said, he who comes to God must believe that he is, and then he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. We thank God for the privilege to trust in him, to build our faith, to build our confidence, to build our trust in him. And his word is the basis of our faith. And we thank God for this privilege again to come and share. Last week, we were looking at something, that was very important and instrumental for our faith. You know, the Bible says we should be followers of those who through faith and patience, Hebrews 6:12, we should be followers of those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. So we started last week to look at what Abraham, concerning our father of faith, the Bible says he found something, and that was instrumental to the life of exploit, to the life that he lived, that today we can stand and say the God of Abraham. Today we can stand and say, oh, we want to follow the kind of faith that Abraham had. And just to give us a little insight into that, in Genesis chapter 12, Abraham was literally 11. It talks about his genealogy, how what they believe. He was a family. He came out from the family of where they worship idol, and by just heeding to God, and then he was ushered into that life where it's a series of things from Genesis 12 up till when he passed on. It was a series of trust with God. He had to do that. He took a risk with his son, and then the blessing came. And that is something that we need to look at critically. He found something. And tonight, by God's grace, I believe we will be able to look at that. The believer's life is a light for faith. We can't take it out of our lives. And is the faith in the invisible, because it's actually visible. I don't know if I can say that to us, but it's faith. That's what the life of faith is. We can't see God, but we can see his work in our lives. He's active in our lives, he's active in our daily business or businesses. So the believer stands in God's grace. And our faith is that access that we have into that God's grace. The new birth is by grace through faith. Ephesians 2:10 talks about that. It said, for we are saved by grace through faith. It said, it is not of ourselves. Ephesians chapter 2 from verses 8 to 10, it's not of works, lest any man should boast. So, everything that God has invested for us in our believers' walk, it is through the work of faith. And we access it by the grace that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that grace talks about all the works that Jesus has done for us in his redemptive work. So we started out last week, and I will read again what looks like our test last week so that we can pull this whole subject and context. He said, what shall we say? Romans chapter 4, chapter 4, please. He said, what then shall we say that Abraham, our father, according to the flesh, found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast, but not before God. So it's an act of faith. It's like a response to God's love. It's like the grace that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we access. That's what our faith taps into. It's like, let me put it this way. It's like when you see a giant tree that can withstand the rain, the weather element, the rain, the sun, and sometimes the storm, sometimes the windstorm. And, you know, sometimes when you see those big trees, the wind may be rustling it at full strength, at full speed. Even some dead leaves may be falling off. But there's something that is certain, except it's out of place. I mean, the tree, what makes it sturdy is the fact that it has what is called a taproot, which is develop into the earth. So it forms the basis of stability. And the taproot is not only to help the tree to stand in that strength, but it's also to help if the taproot is right there into the deep, sometimes those taproot, they touch what we call the water table, which means that in every season, there is a supply of nutrients to the stem and then to the branches. And then if it's a tree that can produce fruit, that's how those things are. But it's like when a tree can grow that way, when it touches the water table, the deep taproot, what you find out in the natural and the physical is that the same tree is green all through the year. The time of producing fruits may be different, but hey, it is deep into the heart. It's the same thing. The life of the believer is deepened by our interaction with God, interaction with the Word of God, is deepened into the water table of God. And we will bring forth our fruit in every due season. And so, whether the wind comes, the rain falls, the Bible talks about this in Luke chapter 6, right away from verse 42 all through to 47, Jesus was comparing it. He said that, I will liken you. He said, whoever hear these sins of mine and does them, he said, I will liken him to a man who built his house on the rock. He said, the rain will fall, the flood will come, water will beat against that house, but it will not take it around. Why? It was founded on the rock. So the believer's life is founded on the everlasting rock of Christ. So our faith premise on all that Christ has done for us in the work of his redemption. So Abraham found something which formed the basis of his faith in this God. And today, by God's grace, if we're able to just do that, that's the entire counsel of God. We can't live a life of faith without God. We can't live a life of faith without making recourse to everything that Jesus, the living Word, has done for us in the work of redemption. That's what we respond to. When we put our trust, when we put our confidence in God, we are responding that all things are ours in Christ Jesus. So it's very important for us to understand it. And then when it comes to the subject of faith that works, I think one of the basic things all of us must understand is that we are believers. We are not doubters. I mean, it should just let it just sink into you. I am a believer. I say to myself every time, I am not a doubter. Even when things seem to be working contrarily, that is my confession. And when I say, I am a believer, I am not a doubter, that frame of confidence is in the Word of God. That frame of confidence is, putting my faith, my trust in everything that Jesus has done in a work of redemption. By faith, are we saved through grace? By grace, are we saved through faith? It's not of works. It's not our works. I mean, we need to get to that point where we get the balance of this. So Abraham found, I would say, four things. He took basically four steps, which I just want to highlight to us today. Number one, when we're talking about the faith that works, Abraham believed the word of God in the face of contradictory evidence. And that's very critical. Believing the word of God, that's the number one thing that Abraham found. He trusted God completely, wholeheartedly. I mean, we saw he said, God says, leave your country, leave your kindred, go to the land that I will show you. It's more like saying today, leave where you are, go to this particular country. I mean, I don't know if they have visas in those days, but the natural thing is, okay, how will I get there? What will I be doing? Where will I live there? I mean, that's the natural response of everyone. But Abraham would believe God enough that God will take care of him, God will sort him out, God will give him, new businesses out there, God will give him his heart desire, even much more than he can desire it. So the number one thing is that he believed God, the word of God, in the face of contrary evidence. If we want to operate in the faith that works, we must learn to believe the word of God. Your word, O Lord, is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The entrance of your word gives understanding to the simple. So, contrary to natural expectation, Abraham chose to believe God. Contrary to the situation and circumstances of his day, he believed God. I mean, today I will encourage you, if you are a believer in Christ, if you believe that Christ's redemptive work is complete and you are a beneficiary of it, hey, every promise of God, the Bible says they are yes and amen in Christ. Every promise of God, there is no other way. Every promise of the Lord, he said, your word is settled in heaven. He said, heaven and earth, Mark 13:31, we passed away. He said, but this word cannot go unfulfilled. So Abraham believed God. And the encouragement today, if you want to walk in the faith that works, in the realm of the faith that works, because a lot of times, like we said last week, people pray, and because they don't get answer to their prayers, they think prayer doesn't work. It works. Prayer is conversation with the source. But what is the basis of prayer? The word of God. What we do when we say we pray is that we are literally reminding God about his word, about his promises. That's why you and I mean, on a daily basis, we have to have the consistent intake of God's word. Oh Lord, your word were found. That's what Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 15:16. He said, and I did eat them. He said, they became rejoicing to my soul because I am called by your name. So, number one thing, Abraham believed the word of God. I don't know what God has said to you today. If you want to operate in that faith, that work, you must learn to believe God's word wholeheartedly, even when it looks stupid in the natural. And you heard what I say. Contrary against contrary evidence, Abraham believed God. And if we are going to be followers of those who through faith and patience inherit the promise, we must learn to believe God. We must. He believed God. He knew that whatever happened, the integrity and the reputation of God is at stake. And God does not fail. God responds to that kind of posture, to that kind of attitude of the heart, is an attitude of faith, because God's word does not fail. So we can believe the word of God. Secondly, Abraham did not consider the contrary evidence. Abraham did not consider the contrary evidence. And you know, Abraham, when we said that the promise, let me read this to you, from Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4, verse 19. It said, and not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body, which is already dead. I mean, it was just a promise that he was going to have a child. And here, I mean, a child that we will, I mean, it was like a promised child. And in the natural, it looks like he was delaying. Even when Abraham wavered at the promise of God, God did not change his mind. And then when Abraham realigned himself back, the promises of God, which are yes and amen for us today in Christ Jesus, came to pass. So Abraham did not consider the storm. I don't know where you are in life today. I don't know what is happening in your business. I don't know what is happening in your family. I don't know what is happening in your career path. But tonight, I can say boldly to you, when you and I learn to believe God against every contrary evidence, it means we are on the path of the faith that works. Please, let me also remind you, faith is not a magic wand that you just bring up when you get into trouble and then it just works automatically. Faith is like a seed, and the seed is the word of God. So you allow your faith. That's what Paul wrote. He said your faith grows exceedingly. And how does your faith grow? You feed it with the word of God. Romans 10:17 says it comes. It comes by hearing and hearing. So if faith can come, it also means that if we are careless, if we do not feed our spirit man with the word of God, faith can go. And then doubt, fear, unbelief can creep in. So Abraham did not consider. I mean, if you can read from verse 17, talks about the promise being made to him, and he talks about the integrity of God. He said he gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they were. I don't know what God has said to you today. God is faithful and committed to his word. Look at the posture of Abraham in verse 18. He said, who contrary to hope, in hope believed. In hope believed. And so that he became the father of many nations because he leaned into God and those promises which he has said. And he said he was not weak in faith. So the second thing, he did not consider the contrary evidence. And I'd like to encourage you tonight, whatever it is, Abraham, I mean, if you look at this process, I mean, it took him about 25 years. And the question is always, when we hear God, when we hear his instruction, the question is always, how much or how longer can we hold on to the promise of God and wait the fulfillment in our life? Job 14:14, Job said, if a man dies, shall he live again? He said, all the days of my appointed service I will wait. Can we wait to see the promises of God in our lives? Look at the third thing that Abraham did. In that faith that works, that we work, that we can emulate, he said he did not consider, or he did not stagger. So number two, he did not consider his own body, the evidence, and number three, he did not stagger at the promises of God. In other words, he didn't waver. That's verse 20. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief. I said it earlier on. Is that we are in doubt or we are in faith? And the only way that we can know that we are in faith is if there is no doubt, if there is no fear, if there is no unbelief. So Abraham believed God. He believed God. And it was counted unto him for right standing. That was what enhanced that relationship. So in the high and the lows of life, please, we must learn to hold on to the promises of God. We must learn to align ourselves to the truth of God's word. We must stand, even if in the face of death, we must stand. We must stand. We must master this heart of faith. It's not a magic one, but it's a lifestyle. And the lifestyle can be imparted into everyone who is willing. He who comes to God must believe that he is. Hebrews 11:6. And then, not just that God is, but he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. The faith that works that Abraham pursued, the fourth one, is the Bible says he gave praise and glory to God. That's verse 20 and 21. It said he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith. It was strengthened in the word of God. It was strengthened in that absolute word. Heaven and earth may pass away, Mark 13:31, but God's word will not go unfulfilled. Luke 1:37, he said, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Luke 1:45, he said, for with God there shall be a performance. So he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in his faith. How? By giving glory. And then in the bid to exercise his faith through thanksgiving, the Bible says in verse 21, he was fully convinced that what God has promised, he was also able to perform it. Do you believe God today? Do you believe his word? Do you believe that everything that is written in his word concerning your family life, concerning your career path, concerning your business enterprise, concerning your work with him, do you believe that it is possible to know God for yourself? Do you believe that it is possible to follow him all through the days of your life? Do you also believe that this word, because sometimes people think that the Bible is just a story of people who live in ages and that is past and is not relevant to their lives today? No. If you really, truly believe God, you will know that all scripture, 1 Timothy 3, from verse 15 up to 17, all scriptures are given by the inspiration of God, and it is profitable. It means we can put our lives on it. We can go all on it wholeheartedly without wavering. It means our faith can walk in the face of contrary evidences. That is the message today. Do you really believe God? Do you believe his word? Do you also believe that his word is also active in your own life today? Do you believe the promises that he has given you? I don't know where you are tonight. You can walk yourself into joy. You can walk yourself into rejoicing. You can believe that what God has promised, he is also able to perform it. Is it that he has promised you a child? According to the time of life, we will rejoice with you. Is your business struggling? We declared restoration because he said the mountain shall drip with new wine. Joel 2, he said, I will restore all things. Do you believe that there is restoration with God? Do you believe that there is a new beginning with God? He said, I make all things new, and it shall spring forth. Isaiah 43, verses 17 and 18. He said, remember not the former things. Consider not the things that are old. He said, I am God. In Isaiah 46, verses 9 to 10, he said, I declare the end from the beginning. Even when it seems that there is nothing in the natural to make that supply possible, he said, I'm able, I have the capacity to bring a ravenous bird, a man that will execute my counsel. Do you believe in? So Abraham here tonight found something. He found those attitudes. He believed the word of God. He believed the word of God. He staggered not at the promise of God. He did not wave in his faith. And then he was fully persuaded to that point that he gave glory to God. I encourage you. The storm of life is raging globally. But do you believe God? Do you believe God? You know, there's just something about surfing that I love to watch. I mean, sometimes when you look at the waves, I mean, the same wave that everybody is probably running from is the same way that the surfer will run towards with their surfing board, and they glide from one level of wave to another. So the same storm or the same wave that will drown someone who is not a surfer, I mean, someone who is even a novice when it comes to swimming, the same wave that will drown them is the same wave that the surfer needed to be able to glide. And sometimes those surfers, they glide right, they rolled on one wave of one wave after the other until they exhaust that particular cycle. Do you believe God? Do you believe His word? All the promises of God, they are yes and amen for us in Christ Jesus.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,